This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Hello, everybody, and welcome live at Anfield. I'm your host, Theo Squires, and it's the post-match verdict after another memorable day for Jurgen Klopp's kids. They've done it again. After their League Cup final heroics, they've stepped up and they've fired Liverpool through to the FA Cup quarterfinals, where they will face Manchester United in a mouth-watering tie at Old Trafford. That'll be the weekend of March the 17th and 16th and 17th, I believe. So the Merseyside derby trip to Everton that weekend will now be postponed and played at a later date. Well, there's only one place to start, and that is with the kids. Jadon Danzy's been the talk of the town, hasn't he, for the past week. He didn't start tonight, but he gets his first Liverpool goals. He scored a brace in the second half after coming on as a substitute. Another brilliant performance from him, and he's got a bright future, doesn't he? Son of a former Football League midfielder, Neil Danz. He stepped up, scored two goals in front of the Kop to clinch a 3-0 victory over Southampton. He didn't get the first goal. That was Lewis Kumas, who started for Jurgen Klopp's side, making his full debut, one of a number of academy graduates in that side. He links up really well with Bobby Clark. And he cuts inside, tries his luck from the edge of the box, takes deflection and flies into the bottom corner for his first Liverpool goal. Not a bad way to mark your debut, is it? And then in the second half, it was the Jadon Danz show after he comes on. His first goal comes from Harvey Elliott playing this beautiful through ball for him. He's one-on-one with the keeper and he just dinks it over the goalkeeper into the back of the net in front of the Klopp. Cue wild celebrations, but he was not done there. He got his second late on. Conor Bradley tries his luck with the outside of the foot. Joe Lumley in the Southampton goal, he gets down low and tips it away, but Danz is on hand to rival home the rebound to wrap up a convincing 3-0 win. And just a reminder, we are live, so get your comments in if you've got any questions, or you want to say you thought it was the man of the match or whatever. Plenty of things to assess after this game. Well, one is Trey Ayoni. I have finally learned how to say his name correctly, I believe. Just 16 years old. He's come on and he's made his Liverpool debut today. Another one of Jurgen Klopp's very talented youngsters at this squad. We've got comments coming in saying, wow, what a player he looked. He looked really smart on the ball, didn't he? He signed from Leicester City, I think, in the summer, and he's just progressed really well so far. Basically, it's just a really feel-good atmosphere here at Anfield these days, isn't it? Liverpool, they've got so many injuries. That's 13 still out because there was no Salah in the squad today, no Nunes, no Szoboszlai. They're still sidelined, but they still find a way to keep on winning, to keep getting the job done and to keep marching on in all competitions. They looked like it was going to be a difficult day for them today, though. They started quite slowly. Southampton had a goal disallowed for offside really early on inside the opening minute or so. Who was it who got it disallowed? Let me just check. It was Sekou Mara. He was one-on-one, puts it past Kelleher into the goal, but he was offside when he makes his run. Moments later, Southampton hit the woodwork, so they're really piling on the pressure. Liverpool are chasing shadows. They're not getting hold of the ball very well at all, but they do what they do best. They dig in deep, and they showed resilience, and eventually they got control of the game. They were passing it around well. Can't not look at Bobby Clark in midfield. He was superb once again as well. Really good on the ball, carrying it forward. He just looks so calm, so confident, and you can see why the club got such high hopes for him. Another player we got to mention is Joe Gomez. He was playing as a holding midfielder today. That's right, number six, with no Rotaro Endo and Alexis McAllister only on the bench after the League Cup final. It's obviously not his most comfortable position, but he still did really well there. He passed it around well. He won the ball back when he did. We got to give a shout out to Echo columnist John Aldridge, Liverpool legend, because he has said in his weekly column for a number of weeks now that Gomez at CDM could be something to look at, and it's something we've seen today. And well, he's got another clean sheet. It's back-to-back clean sheets for Liverpool. Who else can we shout out? Conor Bradley. He was a really good right back, running forward once more, tucking in the inverted role at times. He was getting forward really well and putting in those trademark crosses. He's only 17. He's only 20, but he really does look like a first-team player, doesn't he? You've got James McConnell in the starting 11 today as well. Another academy graduate. There's just so many of them, aren't there, stepping in and rising to the occasion when it matters most. There was still time for Cade Gordon to come on late on for a rare appearance in the first team as he finds his way back from that really lengthy injury spell over last season and the year before. Lots of praise coming in for Jaden Danz in the comments. One saying he's the next Mbappe. That might be a bit too far, mightn't it? But we shall see. You can't really go wrong when your first week as a Liverpool first team player, you've played three times, you've scored twice and you've got a trophy. Can't beat that, can you? Anfield, they were really enjoying the occasion, chanting about Wembley once more. Maybe the FA Cup semi-final sort of waits. You've got to get past Manchester United first. But there was also a playful jibe at local rivals Everton when they were started chanting, we haven't won a trophy since Sunday afternoon.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo. The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Another comment here coming in, giving praise to Jarrell Kwanzaa. He was brilliant today as well. I'm going to keep saying this, aren't I? Just all the players really stepped up. But some of the diagonal passes he does, just picking out teammates on the wings, he really does look like a mini Virgil van Dijk. Let's have a look at Ian Doyle's player ratings. They should be in by now, all being well. I'd imagine the goal scorer is going to rate quite highly than this. We'll find out, won't we? It'd be very harsh if he hasn't ranked them very highly. Well, the headline is Danz and four others excellent in Southampton win. So Jaden Danz is going to get a very nice scoring here, I believe. So Kelleher gets an 8. Excellent. Yeah, Kelleher made a number of good saves and he's really improving his game week after week in the absence of Alisson. He made some great saves to make sure he gets his clean sheet. Gomez and Clark, they also get 8s from Doyle. Kanate, he came on, he did really well. He gets an 8, and so does Jaden Danz. Built on his Wembley cameo with a well-taken goal, added to by a proper striker's reaction for Liverpool's third. Can't ask much more from that from the youngster. If we look at the other FA Cup scores tonight, where are we? So, Wolves have won 1-0 at home to Brighton. United, as I've said, have won 1-0 away at Nottingham Forest to set up that quarterfinal clash with Liverpool at Old Trafford. Chelsea required a 90th minute goal from Conor Gallagher to win 3-2 against Leeds United. Yesterday, we saw Leicester win 1-0 at Bournemouth. Newcastle win on penalties at Blackburn and Man City thrash Luton Town 6-2. And Coventry City thrashed Maidstone United 5-0 on Monday. So those are your 8 teams in the FA Cup quarterfinals. We'll run through the draw for you. That took place before tonight's game. So Liverpool knew before kickoff who they would be facing if they got through. Wolves will host Coventry City. Manchester United will host Liverpool. Chelsea host Leicester City. And Manchester City host Newcastle United. Now, if Liverpool can get past United and get to Wembley, you start to fancy the chances when you know one of Wolves or Coventry is potentially in there. Chelsea, they've beaten them before, and then it's the City versus Newcastle. Could it be the FA Cup final? It would be Jurgen Klopp's last game as Liverpool manager if they got there. Could it be after however many years, 8-9 years battling against Pep Guardiola? Guardiola versus Klopp one last time, Liverpool versus Manchester City at Wembley Stadium for the send-off. Can you imagine it? What an occasion that would be. Still, obviously, a couple of games to overcome first to get there. Darren Rowntree reckons United will be easy and reckons Liverpool get through. Fingers crossed, Darren. Fingers crossed. Never say never. Like United, they do seem to step up when they really need to at times. And Liverpool now actually have to go to Old Trafford twice, don't they, in the final couple of months of the season. But yeah, if Liverpool playing like they are at the moment with all these injuries, then imagine what they can do with a couple of players back. Now, one positive I will take out of progressing in the FA Cup is those Premier League postponements, because it means by the time Liverpool play Everton in May, and if they carry on going progressing in the competition and get another game postponed, they should, touch wood, have a few Premier League players back, or players back for Premier League games, shouldn't they? And when you're going for the title, it's much rather nicer to have those games in May when you could call upon Trent Alexander-Arnold, Alisson Becker potentially, than having to go without them. We've got a comment here asking, what's the latest on Szoboszlai, Nunes and Mo? Pretty much as it was so far for the last couple of weeks. Klopp saying they're touch and go, facing late fitness tests, whether he's keeping his cards very close to his chest. They weren't risked on the bench or anything today. Obviously, we saw them celebrating at Wembley and they look quite well, don't they? But obviously, there'll be a reason behind the scenes with the medical staff saying they're not ready yet. There is Jurgen Klopp's post-match press conference that will be taking place shortly, where he should give updates on the three of them. And if he doesn't, then he'll be speaking to the press again on Friday ahead of Saturday's trip to Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Doyle and Gorski will be there. I might be there as well. Fingers crossed, we'll be bringing you the post-match verdict from the City Ground on Saturday, so stay tuned for that. And it will be another chance for Liverpool to extend the lead at the top of the table. Let's have a look at the fixtures. Do they go before City? I'm not actually 100% sure on this. We'll have a quick look to see the fixtures coming up. Bear with me 1 second. So, yeah, Saturday. Yeah, Liverpool go first. So, Arsenal don't play until Monday night. And Man City have Manchester United at home on Sunday. So if Liverpool win away at Nottingham Forest, which they didn't manage to do last season, so you can't take it for granted, they would extend their lead at the top of the table once more. Fingers crossed that they'll have a few players back from injury just then. Oh, you put me on the spot here, Floria, asking me about Michael Edwards now. Yeah, we've all seen those rumours today, haven't we? And there are suggestions that Liverpool are going to try and get him back in a senior role. I'm not really the one to give you the information on this because I've not read the story, but my colleague Ian Doyle has. So if you've not seen his story yet, go to the Liverpool Echo website where he's got all the latest on Liverpool's efforts to maybe bring Michael Edwards back in a really senior role at the club. Obviously, on the website, we've got Doyle's player ratings. We'll have his analysis piece in the morning and we're going to have Gorski's verdict up there at the moment, in the next half hour or so, if it's not already up. We'll also have all the reaction from Jurgen Klopp, and then join us again on Friday for your next Blood Red podcast, where I'm not sure we'll be on that one yet. Maybe we'll get Joe Rimmer back. We'll have to see if he can provide the Carabao for that one, though we all know what he thinks about the FA Cup. Thanks for joining in, tuning in, listening, whatever you're doing to follow this. Really appreciate the support. It's another great result for Liverpool as they march on in the FA Cup. Until next time, thanks for tuning in. And then bear with me as I've got to click the right buttons to get the little thing up at the end. But yeah, thanks for joining in.
You've been listening to the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo.